This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, you were cutting it close there. I'm watching you on video and you were drinking right up until the very second I said your name. I thought you were going to miss that cue. We were going to have to start over.
Nah, I'm a professional. I always hit my mark.
How are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm doing well. Hey, I'm ready for this year to be over, right?
Yeah, well, this is our last episode of the year, Tim.
It is.
To us, it is not yet Christmas. We're the ghosts of Christmas past right now.
Yeah.
And when this gets released, it'll be Christmas future.
People will already know what they got under the tree.
Yeah. But by this point, you're listening to this, you already know everything me and Tim got for Christmas, and we don't even know yet.
Yeah. Ooh, I envy those people. I envy you, the listener, who knows what was in those boxes underneath my tree.
Yeah. Well, I'm planning on live streaming my present opening this year. Are you?
I actually am with my family. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Every year I talk about this. My parents still get me, and now my wife, too much stuff to get people in their 30s. So I went out to their house. I dropped off a couple gifts for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, we have some gifts for you.
Yeah.
And loaded up my car. I took two trips. So I have all these gifts under my tree. But and then I have my brother and his wife. And he has two kids, so we're going to all live stream and open the gifts together. Okay. So yeah, Tom, I will be live streaming. And guess what? It's going to be public. It's not just going to be for the families. It's not just going to be a Zoom call.
Right.
We're going to do it on Facebook Live, and we're going to monetize it.
Hey, good thinking. Yeah, then you can buy some presents for yourself afterwards.
Yeah, that little boy who opens the toys, he makes so much money doing that stuff.
Ryan is the little boy you always refer to who opens up the toys.
Tom, I really didn't know anything about Ryan until you really turned me on to Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an insane thing that there's this kid with billions of views and it's just him opening up toys. What's even more insane is that he does not. I think there's something going on. I think the parents are giving him hormones or something to stop him from growing. He looks the same as he did 4 years ago.
Mm. What do they do? Because look, the castrati.
Yeah, look, nobody wants to see a 13-year-old opening up presents and going, "Oh, this is dumb. This is the wrong one."
Nobody wants to see even a 9-year-old do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. By then, too annoying.
Yeah. It's like when kids start getting sarcastic.
Yeah.
But they're trying on sarcasm for the first time, so they take it way too far.
Right. And then they're just mean.
Yeah. It's just like, dial it back, Ryan.
You know what? I mean, I haven't seen too many of this kid's videos, but I feel like they were pitched as kind of, I think they've diversified since then, different types of videos. And I think also got shit for, the rampant consumerism of it. But they claimed it was it's like reviews, though. Kids watch it because they want to know what he thinks of the toys. I've never seen this kid bashing a toy in any of these videos.
No, and kids just want to see toys. No kids let me see. No.
Before I decide where to spend my hard-earned money, let me see if these toys are any good.
Yeah.
They've gotten better, though. When we were kids, they could claim all kinds of crazy things in commercials that toys could do.
Yeah, I mean, they would show cartoons of the toys doing things.
Right.
And in my mind, I was like, well, that's probably what it pretty much looks like in real life.
Yeah, it probably just doesn't play well on film, so that's why they've chosen to animate this, showing that that it can fly. Yeah, I got like a Transformer once, and it didn't transform all the way. And in retrospect, I realized like the type of thing it turned into that wouldn't have worked. So anyway, that's an old beef about my grandparents buying me the wrong Transformer.
Oh, man. I hope you gave them hell, Tom.
I don't think they were around. I think it would like got sent to us because they had already like retired. And I think I told my parents to give them hell. I think I told my parents, like, hey.
You call grandma.
Yeah.
And you tell her.
Well, it was. I wasn't out for petty reasons. It was just call grandma, get the receipt for this because she got the wrong one. Let's bring it back. Right. And I completely understand why.
We can make this. Hey, don't worry, Mom. We can make this right. Yeah. But you need to get grandma on the phone.
And I can I can completely understand why my mom didn't want to call her mother-in-law who lived on the other side of the country. To like try and get a receipt was just like, no, just be happy. Just you got 10,000 other things, but it still
hurts. Was the 80s. Did she queue up the Bobby McFerrin and was just like, why don't you listen to this song? Don't worry, be happy.
She queued up Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax.
Nice.
And told me to listen to the song and follow its advice.
Yeah. What does Frankie say?
Relax. Don't do it. When you want to go to it?
Yeah, something like that.
Tim, I found out an interesting piece of trivia this week. I like starting these shows off with trivia lately.
Yeah, I mean, you were going to last week and then you forgot.
Right. Well, I have two interesting pieces of trivia. Which one would you like to hear? Well, I guess they both have to do with celebrities. Would you like to hear one about a person who used to be famous or a person that's currently famous?
I'm going to say used to be because I don't think I know really who anybody. I've heard names of people who are currently famous, but like, I don't know. Who is Gigi Hadid?
Oh, that's like she's like a, you know, like a model, I think.
Is she a Kardashian?
No, but I think she like in that vein, though. She might even be friends with them.
Yeah, Kardashian adjacent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if this is going to be, if the current celebrity is Gigi Hadid, I don't want to hear about it because I don't really know who she is.
Well, it sounds like you do more than most. More than most other, you know, like young, beautiful people.
She came up in a trivia game I was playing. I got the question wrong.
Oh.
And so now it's burned in my memory.
Was the question, is this person famous or not?
No, it's just a picture of her.
And
I said, who is this person?
Yeah. Well, but that, you know what, that's in a trivia game. Then it's like, all right, well, obviously not everybody knows who this person is or else, you know, they don't put George Clooney in a trivia game and say, who's this? Because that would be too easy.
They should. They should put George Clooney in every trivia game.
Man, that reminds me of
boost sales.
The time I played an out-of-date version of Trivial Pursuit that had like five different actors, and it said which one hasn't played Batman, and the right answer was Ben Affleck, which is no longer true.
Infuriating.
I wanted to throw it in the fire. Anyway. All right, so person who's not very famous anymore. Did you know that there were plans in place to send Ralphie from A Christmas Story into outer space?
Why?
He was like really into outer space when he was a kid. Well, let me tell you why it didn't happen. It didn't happen because of the Challenger explosion.
Well, they were going to send Big Bird up in the freaking Challenger.
Really? And then Tim, is this like a conspiracy theory? Like, you know, horrible racist conspiracy theories about 9/11 and like certain groups knowing what was going to happen so they didn't show up for work? Are you claiming the same thing about Big Bird?
No, that's
Big Bird got a tip off beforehand and went, whoa, I better not go.
Well, Oscar had the inside scoop. No, they invited Carol Spinney. If you wanted to join a mission to orbit the Earth as Big Bird to encourage kids to get interested in space. I mean, the Challenger, it's a horrible tragedy.
Yeah.
And also compounded by the fact, like, they were going to great lengths to use that to get kids in the 80s interested in science and space travel. So, like, they put a teacher on board, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, NASA had a big push for getting civilians more involved in space.
Yeah, and so like part of it was like, oh, okay, let's get kids involved. Let's get Big Bird on there. Big Bird will go to space.
Yeah,
and like, I guess I don't know too much about the Challenger. It wasn't supposed to be like a super long mission,
right? Like, yeah, I don't think so.
But man, and they like showed it in schools. I mean, like, it's bad enough the horrible tragedy that happened. Can you imagine freaking Big Bird was on that?
It'd be even worse.
Do you think they'd have to take Sesame Street off the air?
No, they could just have Big Bird back on Sesame Street. Get somebody else, throw him in the suit, and say like, "Oh, he flew out. He flew out when that happened."
They didn't do that with Mr. Hooper. That sure. Grizzly in a grisly manner,
but they do it when there's puppets.
Mr. Hooper was murdered in a botched robbery attempt.
Is that true?
No.
Yeah, he like died of like cancer or something, yeah. Right? I imagine as an astronaut, it would be very annoying if somebody was up there in a Big Bird suit. There's barely any room to begin with.
I'm sure they would have accounted for that.
How? They would have sent a bigger space shuttle up there?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's what went wrong. Maybe they had already made all these modifications to the space shuttle.
If only we didn't make a Big Bird-sized space shuttle. None of this would have happened.
But apparently, NASA was really into civilians going to space, trying to get civilians and kids more interested, like you said. And they had had the kid who played Ralphie was like a junior NASA something or other. And apparently there were plans in the works of like, all right, well, after this goes off without a hitch, like, we're pretty confident that this shit's safe enough. We can send a kid up there. Right. And he was there when the Challenger exploded. Like, he watched it in person, apparently. He said, like, it wasn't real clear what happened at first. But then somebody was like, oh, that's not supposed to happen. And then, yeah, it was horrible. But it was extra horrible for him because he was going to get to go to space. And now they were like, yeah, well, we're not going to do that now.
That was as big of a disappointment as when he finally got that Red Ryder BB gun and he almost did shoot his eye out.
Right. Yeah, I wonder if anybody's standing next to him, witnessing a horrible tragedy, thought to turn to him and say that to him.
To ask him? Is this worse than
boy, this must be as bad as when you got that Red Ryder BB gun and almost shot your eye out.
Mm-hmm. He lied and said it was an icicle that fell in his eye.
I remember. Well, he didn't shoot his eye out, so that was fine.
He almost shot the BB ricocheted back and hit him right under
his
eye?
Yeah, it broke his glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a little bit higher, it would have shot his eye out for sure.
Yeah. All right, what about the currently famous trivia?
The currently famous trivia, Tim, is that, let me find it, is that the wife of Jeff Bezos, the former wife, now former wife, Mackenzie, she was Mackenzie Bezos,
right.
But before she got married to him, she was Mackenzie Tuttle. Now she is Mackenzie Scott. She has decided to go by her last name, her middle name as her last name.
Because of the negative association with Mr. Tuttle from Saved by the Bell?
It can only be assumed, right? Because otherwise, why wouldn't you just go back to your maiden name?
Yeah. Did she give a reason for it?
She gave the reason you cited, because of Saved by the Bell.
Okay. The thing that, look, I get it, but I don't get it. I read all these headlines that are like, Mackenzie Scott gives, you know, $4 billion to charitable causes, which is all well and good. I think we should, you know, instead tax the shit out of her.
Right, you know, and have the government figure out where to put that money.
Yeah, have. But
build more aircraft carriers.
I was just like, I've never heard of Mackenzie Scott. Who the hell is it? How did this person get so rich? And then, like, it took to, like, the second or third paragraph that they were like, she used to be married to Jeff Bezos. Like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. You had to mention that.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, I get when people get divorced and they go back to their maiden name. I get why they don't. Like, look, if it were me, I probably wouldn't go back to my maiden name because it'd be like, I don't want to fill out paperwork again. Like,
I wouldn't have changed my goddamn name in the first place.
Like, I'll just keep this. But I've never heard of somebody who's like, no, fuck both those last names. I'm going to start going by my middle name, and then I'm not going to have a middle name anymore. That's just got to be confusing. My middle name's John, and if I wouldn't be used to it if all of a sudden people started calling me Mr. John.
If they started calling you Tommy John and talking about, hey, you have any surgery lately?
Well, but that's fine, because you can call somebody by their first and middle name, but people
I call you TJ a lot, Tom.
Yeah, but people out there are referring to her as Ms. Scott, and that's just confusing. I guess when you're
her name, her choice.
When you're a billionaire, I guess you could be like, my last name's whatever I say it is. And if you don't like it, here's $1 billion to shut you up.
Tom, let's get right into it.
Mm-hmm.
2020 is almost over. 2020 is almost in the rearview mirror. And you know what I say, Tom?
What?
Good riddance. This year stunk.
I saw somebody online that said, compared it to a dumpster fire.
A dumpster, the contents of which have been lit on fire.
Yeah.
Set ablaze.
Yeah. I'd never heard that term before, but I found it fitting.
Tom, I like it. We should put it on a Christmas ornament.
Look, not all of 2020 was bad. I went on a vacation early in the year before everything got horrible. So let's not forget that. All right.
I increased my wealth by $14 billion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, Tim, that's holy moly.
I would say on whole, the 2020 was just pretty good for me.
Yeah, I was thinking about that earlier, to go back to the Bezoses for a second, something I was watching earlier. They were saying like, 2020 has been bad for everyone. It's like, it wasn't bad for Jeff Bezos. He got more money than ever. Like, I'm sure he was inconvenienced mildly, you know, at times by the virus. But then he was probably also like, well, I wouldn't trade $14 billion for that inconvenience.
Yeah, I was inconvenienced, but I didn't have to go to the warehouse.
Yeah, exactly.
I was denied sick leave.
Yeah. It was probably like, they had to stop working on my house for a week, but then I just offered them more money.
And I yelled at them, chewed out the contractor.
Yeah, or had somebody else do it for them.
Yeah, and not the contractor, but, somebody lower level.
Yeah.
Tom, do you think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. when it was in fashion, do you think... Jeff Bezos ever said to his former wife, mm-hmm. Mackenzie
Scott.
Bezos, I might be Bezos, but you're Bay. When he felt like romantic.
Something like that might have saved his marriage, Tim. I wish you had been around to
more
offer
like
that
Mackenzie
to him.
Bezos.
Right.
We gave her flowers, nice flowers.
Maybe nice flowers. Then you let her know, oh, these are, hey, these are nice flowers.
These are some bullshit fucking regular
yeah,
flowers.
Yeah, I didn't get these from the gas nice station.
I got, yeah. I got them from a florist, not, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, this guy has a storefront. It's not like, these didn't come from some, you know, tropical island or anything. Or maybe they did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where the flower shop gets them. But what I'm saying is these are nice flowers. They look nice. They won't die right away.
I wonder if she considered changing her name to Mackenzie Bay when she was considering her name change. Anyway, cool. You were saying 2020 sucked for the most part.
Yeah, and usually we do a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
But that just would have been sad and depressing.
Right.
And not very interesting. Tom, let's look forward.
It would have just been like, the television shows I watched this year.
If there is one
thing... My top five hand sanitizers.
Tom... Most of the time, it's kind of like the top five TV shows that we've watched and movies that we saw. You know, it's, I guess it wouldn't be all that
different. A lot of times just... it's top five parties I've gone to, top five celebrities I've hobnobbed with.
Yeah, top five handshakes I've had and hugs, bro hugs.
Top five extreme sports I participated in.
Tom, you could still do extreme sports in 2020.
Not the kinds I like.
Tandem snowboarding.
pretty much just tandem everything.
Yeah.
I like going in those big inflatable balls, but with other people.
An extreme sport? going into it. Is like a sumo suit an extreme sport too by your estimation?
Yeah, I consider a sumo suit. I mean, you know...
So this tend to be like more like corporate retreat rentals.
Hey, Regis Philbin did it once.
Who?
Regis.
Oh, I thought you said Rita Spillman.
No. Regis Philbin. Philbin. Philbin.
Philbin.
Philbin. Yes. Rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, that's another reason 2020 sucked.
Yeah.
Unless he passed away in 2019.
It might have been last year. Yeah.
A lot of people died.
Anyway, long story short, 2020 sucked. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing instead, Tim?
Why look backwards, Tom, when we can look forward?
Right.
To the next year. And, Tom, let me tell you. When the clock strikes midnight,
mm-hmm.
January 1st, 2021... I guarantee you all our problems will be in the rear view mirror, my friend.
Yep. Well, I'll get the vaccine in the mail later that morning.
Hit the ground running, baby. Mm-hmm. It's everything's fine.
Yeah.
The stuff that was wrong is now right.
So let's maybe make some predictions about what's going to happen next year, Tim, so people can... start getting an idea of where they should place their bets.
Tom, would you say that this is the return of Timstradamus?
Timstradamus and Tomstradamus.
Yeah. I think it should be Nostradamus.
Nostradamus and Timstradamus.
Yes.
All right. Yes, this is the triumphant return of the soothsayers.
Yeah. The old crones in the crowd.
Saying sooths, whether they're people want to hear them or not.
Tom, somebody, you know, that soothsayer pretty much nailed 2020 when, a couple thousands of years too early. But beware the Ides of March.
Right.
I mean, that was pretty much when the shit hit the fan here in the U.S.
Yeah, yeah. We did have to beware the Ides of March.
Yeah. It was that, and it was a mixture of like that and Friday the 13th really converged to...
Yeah. But they didn't say beware the Ides of March, and then like another year after that.
Yeah, and that won't even be the worst of it. Like it'll be
keep being beware.
It'll get much, much worse. But most people will stop being aware, after a couple months.
Is it being aware or being beware?
It's being wary, I think.
Yeah, there you go. So what are your predictions, Tim, with what's going to happen in this upcoming year?
I have 10 predictions. Mm-hmm. Some of them chilling. Some of them positive.
Okay.
Let's start with number one. Tom, do you have a bunch of predictions?
I don't know if I have 10. I have a few.
All right, I think we probably won't get to all 10, or we'll burn through all these in like 4 minutes and we'll just have to solve a bunch of problems. Tom, I think 2021, look, not everything's going to be fixed immediately. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some point, life will get back to some sort of normal.
Right. I think it'll slowly happen.
Yeah. And I think at some point, everyone is just going to start taking everything too far.
Yes.
I think it's going to be bad. I think it's going to be like, because me, Tom, I can, my quarantine 2020 life isn't that much different from like, from like the life that I had settled into, where it's just like most nights I just come home and watch TV or something.
Right.
I'm going to wild out, Tom. I'm going to go, I'll do drugs for the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll party. I'll go to foam parties. I'll go to raves.
Hey, I'll go to foam parties as long as it's Purell making up the foam.
Tom, guess what? It won't matter. We won't have to, I'm going to throw my free, I'm going to flush all my Purell down the dang toilet. Who needs it anymore?
Well, so people, I've seen people pointing out online that, you know, after the plague of, or the flu pandemic of, 1918, it was followed by the Roaring Twenties. And that's maybe going to happen again, because we're in the 20s right now. So maybe the new Roaring Twenties will happen.
Yeah, and then we got the 30s to look forward to.
Well, and if the roaring 20s are coming back, Tim, I hope flagpole sitting also returns.
This is a hope or this is a prediction?
This is both. I think people are going to get real into, especially in the beginning, Tim, when it's like, all right, it's safer, but it's not 100% safe. So it's going to be like, oh, yeah, you can go out with a mask off if you go sit up on that flagpole 50 feet in the air.
Hmm. I'd like to. Would you ever go sit on a flagpole?
For a little bit, just to check it out, maybe. But the people back then that set the flagpole sitting records, Tim, insane. Some of these records are insane. The first guy apparently that came up with the idea to sit on a flagpole, Alvin Shipwreck Kelly.
That's a cool nickname, though.
Shipwreck Kelly? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Shipwreck Kelly's here.
Yeah. Oh, he's gonna...
The party's starting.
Yeah. He's gonna steer this ship right into the iceberg.
A reef. He sat on a flagpole for 49 days in Atlantic City. That wasn't the first time he did that. The first time he did it for only 13 hours. But then once it became like a thing, he was like, well, I got to get my crown back. He did it for 49 days. Somebody beat him by like a couple of days after that.
Killed him.
But that's a long time to sit on a flagpole. And was he shitting off that flagpole?
Yeah, was this a David Blaine thing where it's like, I'm going to stand on this platform, but like for 3 hours a day, I'm going to come off the platform and live my life?
I can't imagine.
This is coming from a guy who reveres David
Blaine. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was because, nobody back in the 20s thought anything had long-term effects. So I don't think they were like, nah, you probably shouldn't remain immobile for, you know, 2 months at a time. That could cause problems down the line. So I think he was just up there. I think he was up there shitting off that flagpole for months.
What was he eating?
I think people would like throw stuff up to him or they would shimmy up the
flagpole.
Heads
of lettuce.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying like they would throw vegetables at him like it was a bad show?
No, just thing. I'm just trying to think of things that you can, you know, get enough air up that flagpole.
You can you get some people, maybe a shoeless Joe Jackson, who's got a good arm, throw it up there.
Yeah, but like what? Like what wouldn't fall apart? Like you can't throw a meatball sub up to somebody.
No,
the
they
meatballs
didn't.
Would fall
nobody
off.
Had invented meatball subs yet, Tim.
Did they have meatball subs in
and if
the roaring 20s?
If they had meatball subs, they could throw individual meatballs up and then the bread. Throw the bread up like a football.
Kelly would burn his hands on each individual ball.
No, it'd be like, look, it's not going to be, you know, hot. You're going to have to eat it quick. It's just going to be warm. Or they throw the bread up first like a football, and then he catches the meatballs in the bread.
Yeah, like a baseball glove.
Yeah. And then a few hours later, everybody watches him shit off the top of a flagpole. And they cheer. Hey, that's the meatball sub.
They would draw a straight line to what they watched him eat, to watch what they watched him defecate later on.
Look, Tim, I'm telling you, in the 20s, people were starved for entertainment, and that would have passed the time.
What do you think? Do you think they'll bring back Prohibition?
I hope not. I could see something like that happening with marijuana, though. That, like, all of a sudden the federal government's like, too many states have legalized this. Everything's out of control. You know what? Forget it. We're doubling down.
And we're gonna see that happening.
I can't see it happening either.
I can't see it happening to either.
No. I mean, also, like,
alcohol or marijuana.
Yeah, they're companies that are too big involved now that the government can't possibly get involved.
Like, Anheuser-Busch, like, if you screw with them, like, they'd assassinate the president. Or they have ways to assassinate the president, right?
Yeah, they could make it look like a Clydesdale accident. Nobody's going to think that somebody tries to assassinate a president by having him stomped to death by a Clydesdale during a promotional photo shoot, but that's what makes it the perfect crime.
The president is doing a promotional photo shoot for Budweiser Beer?
Yeah. Even though he or she has just signed the legislation for, to outlaw alcohol, they're like, all right, we want you to come down, take a picture of the horses before we send them to the glue factory.
Mm.
And maybe they even do the photo shoot at a glue factory just to get the horses real mad.
Oh, yeah. In a stomping mood.
Yeah. Get them in the mood to stomp. I saw a video online this week, Tim. Do you know that there are horses that are trained in something called cutting, and it's not, with a knife or anything, Tim. It's when, like, cowboys or ranch hands have to go out and there's, like, a newborn calf and they have to tag the calf, like, tag its ear. Mm-hmm. So they get off the horse to do that. But then, of course, like, the mama cow is like, hey, get the hell away from my calf. You're hurting it. The horse is trained.
Wait, are you talking about? Okay, you're talking a horse is now interacting with a cow.
Yeah, the horses.
Okay,
are
I thought
trained.
You were conflating horses and cows for a second.
No, the horses are trained to keep the cow away from the guy up to and
to create a diversion.
Yeah, up to and including kicking the cows.
Wow.
Yeah, to keep it back so that the cow doesn't attack the guy. The cowboy or the ranch hand.
Right.
Yeah. So,
it's interesting stuff.
Yeah. I wonder how horses feel about... I wonder how cows feel about that. Because I wonder if cows are like, wow, what a fucking betrayal. This other animal's taking the human side.
I wonder how horses and cows feel about each other in general.
That is a good question. Like, do they think, like, oh, that thing's pretty similar to me? Or is it kind of like the uncanny valley where it's like, that thing's too similar to me, so now I'm wary of it?
I go back and read Animal Farm again.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen a horse and cow that are friends. But I've seen humans that are friends with cows and horses.
Hmm.
Humans, out of all the animals, the best at making friends with other animals.
No.
What? Then what is? Don't say a monkey.
I'm thinking of unlikely animal friends, right? So like a horse and a dog or something.
I'm saying there's a reason it's unlikely. Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a duck and another duck.
I'm saying what animal makes friends across species like we do? None.
Tom, you got me there. Congratulations. Yeah.
Humans, we did it. But anyway, that's a little something about horses and cows.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Horses and cows, fascinating stuff, Tom. Let's continue.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got cooking in 2021?
Telephone booth stuffing is coming back as well. How many people can fit inside a telephone booth? Another big fad from days gone by, but once we've all got the vaccine, let's see how many boys we can get in a telephone booth.
It's another thing that I think was popular in the 1920s.
It got popular in the 50s, but yeah, it's all the same.
I was actually going to bring that up when you were talking about flagpole sitting, and I don't know why. There must be some reason why both of our minds went to, I'm sure you saw flagpole sitting on a list somewhere, and then we're just like, yeah, what about being stuffed in a telephone booth?
Well, the first thing I thought was phone booth stuffing, and then I was like, oh, was that the 20s? And I looked it up and it wasn't, but then I saw that flagpole sitting was in the 20s, so I was like, ah, well, these are similarly boring fads to watch. But if somebody told me, hey, down the street, a bunch of boys from the local university are seeing how many of them can get stuffed in a telephone booth, I'd be like, yeah, I'll come watch. 29 is the record, Tim, and they were so stuffed in there, they couldn't answer the phone when it rang.
I want to say two things, Tom. Mm-hmm. Number one, I don't think that will come back in 2021. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a phone booth anywhere.
Uber stuffing. How many people can fit in the back of an Uber?
Well, that'd be, yeah, maybe. And also, I would much rather sit on top of a flagpole than be stuffed into a...
Oh, absolutely.
The freaking phone booth with 24 other people.
Yeah. Some of the other fads that I saw that I anticipate might come back. Goldfish swallowing.
Mm-hmm. That never really left, Tom.
Yeah.
Got news for you.
You know what I found out, too, though, when I was looking it up? Apparently, they think it came from this place where, like, this bar where the bartenders would take carrots and cut them up to look like the tail of a goldfish. And then just kind of, like, sleight of hand, make it look like they pulled a goldfish out of the bowl, turn around with the little carrot tail sticking out of their mouth, and then
wiggle it with
up.
Their tongue. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
I think I saw that in a Penn and Teller book one time.
Oh, okay.
Tom, can I tell you something?
What?
As a child, I was an avid reader of Penn and Teller had a number of books. One was called Penn and Teller's Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends.
Right.
One was called Penn and Teller's How to Play with Your Food.
Uh-huh.
And one was called Penn and Teller's How to Play in Traffic. And they all had a bunch of good, fun party tricks in them.
Right.
When I went to see Penn and Teller,
uh-huh.
and afterwards, after the show, you could meet them and talk to them. I talked to Teller,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to engage him in a conversation with the book Penn and Teller's Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends.
Mm-hmm.
He went, "Ah, yeah, I remember that book," and then he just walked away.
Yeah, they probably didn't write it. It was probably just ghostwritten and.
No, it was very much it. Like, well, Penn definitely wrote it. I don't know if Teller did.
Maybe.
There were just blank pages for where Teller would write things.
I mean, Tim, you should have just been amazed that you got him to speak to you.
Yeah, because I was like, I caught you.
Maybe.
Anyway.
Maybe they weren't happy with the royalties they earned on it.
Yeah. Tom, I got a food prediction.
Okay.
Now, you think I'm going to be a pig in shit in hog heaven.
Oh, I thought
I'm
you
actually
were predicting,
worried about this.
I thought you were talking, you were like, instead of pigs in a blanket, there's going to be pigs in shit. That's going to be the new hot hors d'oeuvre.
Maybe. What would the hot dog be in, though?
Like pudding. Chocolate pudding.
But that's not going to be a good treat.
I don't know. That would be funny if you came to a party and it was like, we've got... crab cakes, we've got shrimp cocktail, and then we've got pigs and shit. And it's just little pudding cups full of little tiny hot dogs.
Yeah, but that's not something you'd want to eat.
The more I think about it, I think it would be good with the salty and the sweet.
Hot dogs and pudding.
Chocolate pudding.
Hmm. Yeah, what other kind of pudding
I think
is
it would
there?
Work.
Vanilla?
You think
yeah,
it...
I guess.
But if people love chocolate-covered pretzels, and pretzels are something... They're... Pretzels you eat at a ball game. Hot dogs you eat at a ball game.
That's true. What about chocolate and sausage and peppers? That's my favorite ballpark treat.
I don't think it would be bad if you squirted a little Hershey syrup on there.
What about just... chocolate covered onions.
I would eat anything to do with onions, so I'm a bad person to judge. But I
dark
think
chocolate and onions, I think, would be like a foodie's delight.
Yeah, something that really engages the palate.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were at a ballpark though, and you passed by a stand called Pigs and Shit, you would take it. You'd be like, let me see what this is about. And if it was like they're only $5, all right, I'm gonna get some.
No, I'm not. I'm not like you at all, Tom. This is the line between Tom Reynolds and me. I'm proud to be on my side of the line.
Well, look, if anybody out there has a contract with the ballpark and wants to talk, I mean, I guess you wouldn't have to. I guess you could just take my idea. I'm saying that to try and bait somebody into a lawsuit.
Do Do you think we have a lot of like minor league baseball team owners?
I think
owners
we have a lot
listening?
Of major league baseball team owners, not owners, just somebody with a hot dog cart.
Tom, you understand that they just can't, they don't operate independent. Those aren't small businesses that operate in the stadiums, right?
I'm looking for...
That would be cool, right?
I'm looking for a real go-getter that is going to bring this idea to the boss, to George Steinbrenner himself.
The ghost of George Steinbrenner.
Yeah. Well, and like, at like Citi Field, they have other vendors that are not owned by... the organization.
Yeah.
Look,
but I mean
I'm not involved in the business here. I'm just the ideas man. You have a way to sell pigs and shit at a ballpark, get in touch. That's
yeah, I think even if Pat LaFrieda came to the ownership of the New York Mets, I forget who it is, some billionaire now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was like, I think he probably still has to get the sign off permission. I don't think you can sell pigs and shit.
All we're asking for is a test weekend.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, yeah, when the Dodgers are in town. It's like, no, come on, you know. That's going to be too hot a ticket.
Right. No, and that's what, I don't care who's in town. You know, we'll that's when we'll try it out.
God damn it. I'd love to go to a baseball game. I don't even really like going to baseball games. It'd be nice to go to a baseball game, though, wouldn't it?
You bring in a team that people aren't crazy about seeing play the Mets. Maybe they'll come just for the pigs and shit.
Hot dogs and chocolate pudding?
Yeah.
Tom, here's my food prediction.
Get a lot of food.
It's not going to happen immediately, but I've seen it brewing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think nachos are going to have a moment in 2021.
What the fuck are you talking about? Nachos are going to have a moment. What kind of moment? They're popular. People like nachos.
I think they're going to get so popular that they're going to wind up jumping the shark.
What? In what way?
I think everybody's going to do like nachos every which way.
Like the way bacon jumped the shark? Like people got too excited about bacon?
Exactly. Exactly. I think people here, because here's what 21's going to be. 2021's going to be, it's going to be like excess. It's going to be like, I got to do all the things. I'm so enthusiastic. I'm back in the real world. Give me as much stuff as once as possible. And what is nachos? But something with everything involved, as much stuff as you can throw on. Just throw some more shit on top of those chips. We'll eat it. We'll scoop them up with the chips. It'll be great. And people are going to crave it. And they're going to be like, I don't want a steak. I want chips with steak and guacamole and cheese and pico de gallo and I don't know, whatever the fuck else you want to put on it. And they're going to go nuts with the nachos, and people are going to wear nachos t-shirts, and they're gonna have hats that just say nachos, and they're gonna have pins pinned to them with a picture of nachos on them, and then Bill Murray is gonna eat nachos, and everybody's gonna go, oh, the old man ate the nachos, and then eventually people are gonna be like, enough about the nachos already.
Why would somebody wear a hat that says nachos instead of a hat that is nachos?
I mean, that'll happen too, Tom.
Yeah, all right.
Tom, remember when we ate nachos out of baseball helmets?
Yeah, and it was too much. It was too much nachos to eat. We had to throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. Now imagine on top of, there was, you know, all the nachos fixings and then cut up cocktail weenies and chocolate pudding on there.
Exactly.
Well,
I just remember my nachos. I think I had like pulled pork or pulled beef nachos. Mm-hmm. And it was just...
Is pulled beef a thing?
Yeah, sure, you can pull beef. It was just so much. And considering ballpark prices, I think this... It was a man-sized helmet, like a batter's helmet. I don't think it was... I don't think you could use it in the game. But it wasn't too far off.
It wasn't sturdy enough. No, it was very far off. It was just cheap plastic.
You could put some foam in there, and I think it was basically the same thing.
I don't know if
but you could, I even at ballpark, it was $15. And I remember eating it and thinking, like, even if this weren't a ballpark, this is too cheap for the amount of food in here. And that's skeeving me out. Because there's like 5 pounds of pulled pork in here, it seems. And how did they make it this cheap?
Especially when a hot dog is $11.
Exactly.
It's like, that should be $1.50. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. How much would you pay for a bunch of little hot dogs in chocolate pudding?
You'd have to pay me to take them off your hands, Tom.
Well, look, I don't know if on the test weekend we're going to go so far as to pay people to eat them, but maybe we'll give a steep discount just to get a buzz going.
Tom, we went to a baseball game. Do you remember anything about that baseball game other than the fact that we ate nachos?
No, I just remember eating nachos for what felt like 2 hours and barely making a dent.
I feel like we got to the stadium late after the game had started. Yeah. We were in Chicago to do a live show. We had something that we could do with, like, people we knew, and, like, that would be a nice time, and we're like, no, we're going to go to this baseball game. And they're like, yeah, cool, go see the park. We just went to this nacho stand, waited in line, I think, for, like, 45 minutes, got these nachos, went to our seats for the first time. I think it was, like, the bottom of the sixth inning. Uh-huh. We methodically ate some nachos, and then when we both had belly aches, we were just like, let's get out of here, and we just left.
Yeah.
I don't remember watching a moment of that baseball game.
Yeah, I don't even really remember who was playing. The White Sox were one of the teams.
Yeah. I think the Yankees might have been in town. Our team.
Yeah.
Our hometown boys.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think they were, actually. I don't know. It was a fun time when we got free helmets out of it.
Yeah. We wore them at our show the next day and nobody cared.
Tim, here's something.
It didn't protect us from people trying to beat the shit out of us. Imagine we did shows and people just beat the shit out of us when we after the show was over.
I mean, sooner or later, it's bound to happen once things get back to normal.
Mm-hmm. With you leering at people's girlfriends from
wives,
the stage.
Wives, Tim. I'm only interested in people's wives.
You only like it, if you can break up a marriage.
Along those lines, Tim, here's another blast from the past that I think is going to come back in 2021 once people have got the vaccine and they aren't afraid of getting sick anymore. Panty raids.
Now explain what that is. That's for those of us who haven't seen Revenge of the Nerds.
It's just a bunch of college people. They go to a sorority and they run through and they steal a bunch of pairs of women's underwear.
Pair.
Like, yeah. I mean, one pair. One pair per woman.
Why are they called pairs, though?
Two leg holes.
Hmm.
I was reading about panty raids, and apparently when they were...
You were watching some videos?
When they were featured in Revenge of the Nerds, that was already, like... You know, it's like nobody's done that in 30 years. But these fucking panty raids that happened in the 50s sound unbelievably terrifying. Because it would be at colleges and it would be literally 3,000 men just storming like a sorority. And apparently, like, stealing the panties wasn't... It sounds like essentially could have been chalked up to just a handful of perverts. That the idea wasn't going in and stealing the panties. The idea was just like running in and causing a massive amount of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Scaring
women.
Yeah. Locking the dorm mother in her apartment in there and then just, you know, running wild. But it went out of fashion according to Wikipedia in the 70s when, it's like, well, why would you do a panty raid? You can just have premarital sex.
Yeah, but these might have been guys that, you know, these ladies didn't want to when they were asserting dominance. Look, the panty raids, I know you want them to go. Yeah, I know you want to take part in a panty raid more than anything in the world.
No, I'm just saying, Tim, that they're coming back. Do you know?
You hope that they come back. Is what you're saying.
At my school, University of Maryland, there was a panty raid.
Go Terps!
Yes, there was a panty raid that was responsible for the original Fozzie Bear being stolen out of Jim Henson's girlfriend's sorority and thrown into a bonfire.
What?
Yep.
See, and you think I'm going to be pro panty raids like you, you pervert?
I would never be pro panty raid after hearing that story.
I would never give the original Fozzie Bear to anybody.
Yeah, well, I don't think he knew at the time.
Man, Jim Henson must have been steamed.
Oh, I could imagine. And like, I wonder if that dickhead ever realized what he did.
I think he did. I bet it was like Jamie Dimon or somebody. Somebody like I bet it.
The president of Chase Bank.
Yeah, he was the one that freaking stole the original Fozzie Bear during a panty raid and threw it into a bonfire.
Could have been
Paul Wolfowitz or something.
I have a handful of more predictions, but before we do another prediction, do you want to solve a problem, perhaps?
No, let's do some more predictions.
Oh, all right.
Tom, Jesus guess Christ. What?
I'm just trying to help people out.
Tom, we'll help people out in the new year.
All right.
There's nothing more we can do in 2020.
All right, then let me hear what your prediction
2020
is.
2020 put people through the fucking ringer, all right? And I'm trying to give people some hope. Well, that's the best problem we can solve.
I was trying to fix their problems, but you go ahead. I have two more. I have four more. I have two that I'm serious about.
Tom, and we have like 6 minutes.
All right.
So
then you go with yours.
All right. 2021, the Grinch is going to come back in a big way.
The fuck is that supposed to mean? You know the Grinch isn't real, right? What do you mean he's going to come back?
Around Christmas, he's going to come back.
He comes back every year around Christmas.
I know. That's why I think it's a pretty safe bet.
All right. Do you have any other... I can't believe you didn't want to solve a problem so you could say that the Grinch is going to come back.
What do you mean? I think that... Would you bet against me that the Grinch is going to come back the way he does every year on Christmas?
No, I would never take that bet.
Tom, can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cord cutter, but I have the YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, they have...
It's cable. Yeah, like essentially, it's cable.
They charge you as much as cable for cable.
Mm-hmm.
Except you can't watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on it when it's on TV, because it says you're not allowed to stream that over the internet. It's a weird thing. I want to talk about this. But on one channel was The Grinch, the original Grinch.
The cartoon.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The cartoon. On another channel, this was all at one time, Dom.
Mm.
I couldn't figure out how to monetize this. on another channel... There was the 2000 movie, or the 2001 movie with Jim Carrey, the Ron right. Howard shitty.
Uh-huh.
On another channel, at the same time, mind you, there was the Benedict Cumberbatch CGI movie from like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot
Grinch.
that even existed.
And then at the same time, on another channel, on like NBC, there was there's a musical of The Grinch, and they were like... It was like a stage musical, and they were showing that. There were four Grinch shows on at the same time.
Wow.
On television.
And you couldn't figure out how to monetize it at the time. Have you since thought of how you could monetize that?
No, we have no sponsor for this episode.
Wait, what? We were going to monetize this?
I was going to monetize the observation that there's a lot of Grinch stuff out there.
Oh, but instead you've just given it away for free, I see.
Yeah. There's not even a goddamn Sakara ad on this episode.
Do you want to hear my serious predictions?
That there's going to be a civil war?
No, no, no.
But there is, right? You do believe there's
no,
going to
I don't
be a
think
civil
there's
going to
be a civil war. However, I do have a Trump prediction. I think he's going to go to North Korea next year.
Okay, we're not talking about that guy.
No, but I'm just saying. I think that I just want to get it out there that that's going to happen.
On the record, the host of The Apprentice,
yeah,
the disgraced Real estate mogul from New York City is going to move to North Korea.
He's not
going to
move there, but he's going to be desperate for attention, and that's going to get him attention.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was going to like go live like a king there.
Oh, like... no. I'm just saying he's going to do a Dennis Rodman style trip there. He'll be invited and yeah, he'll take him up on it.
Yeah, I mean, he should tread carefully because like,
oh, I mean,
CIA
I'm sure
would, like, freaking have him killed when he's over there and just be like,
whoa, whoops, oh,
Kim Jong-un did it.
Yeah. I mean,
that's why you don't go to North Korea for no reason.
Oh, I'm sure anybody with half a brain around him, which I don't think that exists anymore, would tell him, hey, this isn't going to be worth it. Don't do that. God, can you imagine how horrible, not to get into politics, but how horrible it would be if he went over there for a publicity stunt, got assassinated, and then we got into a war because of that?
I mean, that would be, look, that guy thinks he's never going to die, but if he had to choose the way that he would die, it would be to spur an international world-ending nuclear war.
Because the thing
is, Tom, we spent 4 years not talking about this fucking guy on the show, and the last 20 days of his administration, you're just like, let's go all out.
Well, no, I'm not going all out. I'm just saying that, like, and the thing is, if he was assassinated over there, regardless of who he is, it's like, well, yeah, you can't assassinate a former president and not expect a response. So
I don't know.
Yeah.
Would you respond?
I mean, I wouldn't respond. I'd be like, well, he took his chances going over there.
Yeah. Sorry.
Don't go to North Korea.
None of that goes for everybody. Died in 2020.
Not just former presidents. I know Jimmy Carter listens to this podcast a lot. But all former presidents and all Americans, don't go to North Korea. It's not worth it. You can just watch documentaries on YouTube. It seems like it sucks there. It's very depressing.
Was that your serious?
That was one of my serious ones. The second serious one is I believe there's going to be a UFO crash that's going to be too big to keep a secret.
What makes you think that they're... tech is going to fail in
because it just fails from time to time, and they're getting more and more brazen, Tim. A lot of UAPs out there.
Okay. I think ska is going to come back in a fourth wave.
It could happen, Tim, with the 20s revival. Swing dancing could be back. Maybe the Gap.
Some ska is not swing.
Maybe the Gap will bring those commercials back.
You know what? I would like to see the Gap bring back those where they had the model singing, "They call me Mellow Yellow." There was a real pretty lady in those ads that...
I remember you talking about this. You have had a crush on this woman from the Gap ad for 20 years now.
I'm sure she was like an internationally renowned supermodel, but it was 1997, so I had no way of looking her up.
Yeah. Well, you could probably do it now.
She might be dead now.
Like, yeah, I mean, anybody could be dead, but likely
not
she's
enough
not
bad
dead.
People. I said this before I got buried. Not enough bad people died in 2020.
Well, maybe 2021, more bad people will die. So
hopefully,
horrible people like you can get off on it.
You don't want bad people to die, Tom? You want bad people to keep being bad?
I want bad people to suffer consequences for their actions.
Yeah, death.
No, death is easy. Death, you're done. I want bad people to go to jail.
Yeah, but like,
I know you're
Dick Cheney ever going to go
to
jail?
You're a staunch proponent of the death penalty, Tim. But
no, I'm not. Do the plugs.
You're like, if somebody they stole some gum, put them in the chair.
No, nobody should have access to gum.
if you
were up to me, yeah, anybody in possession of gum, get out of town, shoot you into space.
If you like the show,
Challenger,
no,
and Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
You can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Complete Guide. Follow us on Twitter @Complete Guide. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram @Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
And you want to support the show, check out patreon.com/completeguide for our Patreon. Books the podcast. This week, Tim has watched the movie Die Hard. Based on the book, Nothing Lasts Forever. You can get that episode and all the past episodes. Patreon.com/completeguide. Also, check out tcgte.com/merch. We got brand new merch, baby. We got a brand new Tim's favorite thing to call astronauts cowards. He brought that up again during the Challenger explosion conversation.
I didn't even want to sell those shirts. Coward, I don't like those shirts.
A cowardly astronaut shirt.
You misrepresented what I said.
Also a shirt that says, I was so surprised my wig blew off, right? Blew off? Shot off. I was so surprised my wig shot off. And more at tcgte.com/merch. That's all the plugs, Tim. You got any more predictions?
No. Well, let's see. Civil
any more,
War.
Any more people you wish death on? I have a prediction for a celebrity comeback.
Who? Wait, hold on. Patrick Duffy.
No. Kirk Cameron. No. Bruce Willis.
You know, I was thinking that as well.
Think he's prime for a comeback.
I don't think he has it in him.
Nah. I think he might by now. I think he might have fallen far enough to give a shit.
I think his brain again. is just pudding now.
Why? He didn't have like a drug or alcohol problem or anything, did he?
No, but he's all roided up. He looks just like a slippery fish. Doesn't he?
I don't think steroids make you look like a slippery fish.
Yeah, but he's just like hairless and like sweaty all the time and like.
Where did you see him that you say he's just sweaty all the time?
Just look at him. I just watched Die Hard, so that might be informing my opinion. I think. Unfortunately, a bad thing. I think a lot of people are going to get rid of the dogs that they have.
What? Why?
I think a lot of people. Remember at the beginning of COVID when they were like, oh, yeah, all the shelters are empty because people came and adopted all these dogs.
Oh.
I think people are going to be like, I want to get back to my. Because people are like, oh, I have all the time in the world now care for a. I think people are like, I'm going to go back to the clubs, and this dog does not fit into. I don't want to have to be home at 6 p.m. every night to walk the dog or whatever. And also, I think people are kind of like, when they go back to work and stuff, they're going to be like, my dog is howling because of separation anxiety, and my neighbors all hate my dog now.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rid of this dog. That's a sad one. I think people are going to keep having Zoom birthday parties, Tom. I think people like those.
I don't think that that's going to be the case.
I think people enjoy that a lot.
I think once I have the vaccine, once I figure out a way to cut in line and get the vaccine.
You would do that. You are scheming. You're going to get the vaccine and you're not going to tell anyone because you're going to get it way before everybody else.
Well, it all depends on when the dark web has it available. But once I have the vaccine, I'm uninstalling Zoom for good.
It's fair.
That's going to be how I celebrate.
All right, Tom, you want to do the countdown to 2021?
No.
What?
This is, I guess it
we
is
coming.
We do
it every year.
All right. Ready?
10.
9.
8. 7. Oh, you can't do a countdown over Zoom because there's a lag.
Yeah, there's a lag. No, forget
2,
it.
1. Happy New Year, everybody.
Lackluster.
I don't know.
Bad way to start the year.
Look, 2021 is going to be a bad year. And people aren't ready for it. It's going to be a shit year, too.
All right. Well, have a good 2021. We'll see you next year.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.